Well, I've got to say is, and when I was praying about what I was supposed to say, because there's so much to say and I could say it in like 5 seconds. God's great. That's what I know for sure. And that's what he showed us. What happened on the trip that he was so great about is that before I left, I was reading, I read like the New Testament and the Old Testament. What I was reading in the Bible, because I do read the Bible, I was reading in Acts, and I was reading about Saul, and he was going through this trial and tribulation, trial and tribulation, trial and tribulation. I'd go into Psalms reading trials and tribulations. He went through this, and God's great, and he did all this stuff. And I'm going, now, how does that relate to India? It did really big time, because everything we went through, almost every single day, there was some kind of trial. Some kind of tribulation that we were going through. On the flight going to India, we switched planes probably 3 times. In that one time, one of our fellow passengers fell, hit his head, cracked it open, blood. Doctors had to be called. And I'm going, who's calling the doctor? Oh, and I'm looking around. I go, oh, Jeff's not in his spot. I wonder where he went. That looks like Jeff's head up there. That looks like Jeff's head being bandaged. It is Jeff's head. Blood was involved. I mean, So I'm thinking trials, tribulations, right? We get off the plane, get onto another plane. We did the whole thing with the trafficking of 14 pieces of luggage, getting stopped in one of our places, and we're going. Well, the funny thing is that you're there and you're going and you're sitting and you're waiting in the airport for 4 hours. You're thinking the tribulation truly is the plane ride because it's going for you stop, you go, you sit, you're scrunched, you stop, you go, you crunch, you bring more luggage, you bring more things, you sit and wait. Not Christ-like all the time. You're trying to be Christ-like, but you're not always Christ-like. But and then you're sitting in this really hot. You're finally in India and you're sitting there waiting and they call you. Oh yeah, you people, come on, it's time to go on this your final flight. And you're going, okay, so we get in. We get on a bus, takes us 15 minutes to get to the well, I guess it's the internal the what is it? Domestic. The domestic, because we were on the international. So now we're in the domestic. And we're waiting there, go through we get every piece of thing we had on had to have a tag on it, and they checked you to make sure you had it on. Then you're on the plane and you're sitting there, and then the guy did come up and say, "Are you the folks with the 14 pieces of luggage?" We were. And they go, "Well, one of you will have to come off that plane and take care of this business." And we're going, "Huh?" It was just like so like funny in a way, because you're going, oh no, we're in really big trouble. But God had it all under control. I mean, Jerry and Don took care of it, and then they really didn't know really why they stopped the stuff until later. They found out that they had brads, and they didn't know how to like say how much this luggage was, because they didn't really know what any of the stuff was. They didn't know what the visors were. They didn't know what these glasses were. They didn't know any of the stuff that we had brought for the crafts. They didn't know what it was. And how do you give a measure of price for that? Well, it was priceless to us if it didn't get there, but it got there, and God took care of that. Then when we actually get on there, we had to wait, and it was bad that we got to eat really good food this one time in India, because the food was kind of scary, because you never really know what it is. But because sometimes it moved and sometimes it didn't. But and then Don and Jerry didn't get to have any of that. That was kind of sad. Then we had to drive 5 hours to another place. Really, it was 6. And then you were going through all sorts of things, and you're going, well, is this a trial or a tribulation? I couldn't tell. Because it all started to blend into each other. But the cool thing was, is then when you got there, and then Jeff got sick, and then I got sick, and when you're hurling across your roommate, it's not a pretty picture. Even with roommates who love you, it's just not attractive. So it's like, you're doing your stuff, and then you're going, Lord, I really shouldn't be sick. There's only 7 of us. Come on, you're knocking off one. That means 6. And then if you knock off me, what's going to happen? The world will stop as I know it. But it didn't. God's work went out even when I was hurling. And the best thing? is that even through all of that, I was thinking about Saul, because I ended up in my room as I'm running to the bathroom and then coming back. I'm going, okay, God, this has got to be a reason. So I started reading the Bible. It's a good place to start if you're ever really in trouble. So I started reading, and again, it says Saul in prison with chains and a centurion. And I can't think that they're smelling really that great. Come on. I'm thinking he could have hurled then too, you know, just like me. But he was there and he was praising God. Is that the coolest thing ever? I mean, even through all those things, he was praising God. And I was thinking, well, I'm not praising God. I'm really getting ticked. Because, you know, when you're sick in a foreign country, you're scared. That would have been me going, I could have been sick at home, Lord, and I would have been much better off. But no, I'm sick here. I can't believe it. You know, and I was like having a fit with the Lord about that, because I just didn't think that that's really what he wanted for me. But he really did, because I needed to get my eyes back onto the Lord. I don't know exactly every reason why I was sick, but I can tell you this. When I was sick, Don stepped up to the plate and was in skits. Do you know how skits Don does not like? Skits, no. Bad, no. No, no, no. Don stepped up and was like skits for the whole week. Linda's like telling my story, even though she's going, oh, I can't tell the story like you do. God's word went out. Is God great or what? I got to sit in my room as I was hurling and ran to the bathroom. I was praising God, even in those situations. And that was something for me, because, you know, really praising God and singing worship songs is like when you're like, stomach is starting to turn. I go, I'm almost like Saul, Lord, you know, because I was praising God and all that. And I'm thinking, really, truthfully, praying that whole time and singing worship songs was probably what I was supposed to do right then. I didn't go to India going, I'm going to be hurling and praising God and song and, you know, all that and having my stomach all upset. I didn't think that when I went, but God had a different plan. I love that about God, because you know what? He uses everything. And I like him when he does that. I can say that now, but back there I did complain and he heard about it. But he's a big enough God to listen to me when I'm complaining. And he loves me enough to shape me and mold me even in that situation. So, as I say, there's trials and tribulations happening. They were. They continued through the whole thing. And the thing was, is God was still good. I mean, there was a cyclone that went through one of our things. Now, come on. We're talking cyclone. Linda's going, no, we can do it. Let's sing. Let's do another song. We can do one more. I go, there are birds flying this way and the wind is starting to go. I'm telling you, they had the electrical system set up and everything's kind of jimmy-rigged and everything like that. Well, all of a sudden, the wind started blowing, and the things went ka-ching and lightning. And it really wasn't lightning. It was just a spark from the thing going, and the kids are running. Ah! And you saw. And I go, well, maybe that was really the spirit moving. I don't think it really was. But it was God being with the wind, and we all got together, and then we was like, okay, what are we going to do now? And Linda's going, well, I think we should do the skits. So we did the skits, and God's word got out. We did the story, and God's word got out through a cyclone. Is that great? Now, if it was me, I'm going, let's head for the hills, get in the car, and let's go. But no, God is so much better and bigger than what we even imagine. So as you're sitting there going, I really don't think I really want to go on a mission. That's not true. You need to go on a mission, whatever. And most of you have gone on a missions and you have hearts for missions. So I'm thinking God changes you when you're on these trips. And when you come back and you're sitting in your home and you're going, what kind of trials can you have? Well, the thing is Don's son. She came home to a really tragedy, and it was, but she still kept her eyes on Christ. That's the whole thing. In these trials and tribulations, where are your eyes going to be? On you, on the toilet, throwing up in the toilet, or the sink, or wherever you want to, or are you going to have your eyes on Christ? My vote is Christ, because I think he's pretty good at taking care of those trials and tribulations, but it doesn't seem like it changes. Wherever you're at, you're going to have some kind of trial and tribulation. And through it all, are you going to be praising God or cursing his name? I didn't curse, but I did stamp my foot twice. And I can tell you it was true. But God was good. And for me, I was thinking, oh, I want to say that it was all about the kids and it was all about the people and the teachers. No, it was about me getting myself right with the Lord, as far as where is my hope, Where? I mean, you talk about that stuff. Where is your hope? You tell us, oh, you got to believe in God. When trials come, you got to trust in God. Well, was I really trusting in God? I was having a fit. Shamed as I am to say that in front of people that I know and love, but I was. The thing is those people in India are in that heat all the time. They don't get to go on an airplane and fly away and come back to a home that's air conditioned or even has a fan or I can have cold water from my refrigerator. They don't have that. You know? I'm thinking, Lord, you're so much bigger than that. Forgive me for just keeping my eyes on myself. So for me, the trip was like a refocus. Snap out of it. Come on. It's about the Lord, not about you. But it was about me. So that's what I've got to tell you. And thank you for listening and not throwing rocks at me.